الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Honorable Ulama, respected elders and friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin with the praises of Allah Rabbul Alameen, that Allah is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher, and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, our leader, our mentor, and our guide, Nabiyyu Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, if you can recall, those who were with us last week can recall that we had commenced with the topic on family ties and maintaining family relationships and its importance in that regard. We wish to continue with that topic and conclude with it inshallah today. And last week we had concluded with the hadith wherein our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Iblis places his throne upon the water and he sends his detachments for creating dissension, and the person most beloved to him is that Shaitan that creates dissension and enmity and hatred between husband and wife, and this of course leads to other forms of hatred and jealousy. Now when we study and we look at the Quranic verses and noble prophetic hadith of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this issue, is quite eye-opening. And simply I have chosen this topic over the 2 weeks because many of us inshallah will be going into a break now. Perhaps many of the offices will be closing already. Our learners and our children are on a holiday break. So it is a time perhaps just to sit back and introspect and see where perhaps I can bond and I can join family ties. This is an ideal opportunity for me to sit with my family and say, you know what, perhaps there is an aunt that we haven't visited in a very long time. Or there's an uncle, or whoever, there's a cousin that we don't have any relationship with in a very long time. So perhaps this is an ideal opportunity to say, come, let us be the first ones to take the step and try to create that bond, inshallah. My respected elders and friends, if we study Quran and Hadith in this regard, as I had mentioned, it is very eye-opening. Number one, cutting ties, cutting family ties, risks the chance of entering paradise altogether. Listen to this hadith. Jubair ibn Mut'am radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who severs the ties will not enter paradise. And this is mentioned both in Bukhari and Muslim. So maybe it could be helpful and pause and ask ourselves, is it worth it? Is whatever reason, excuse, that led us to break the ties of kinship worth losing eternal Jannah? Paradise is not a light matter. It needs effort and sacrifice. Allah Azza wa Jal says, do you think that Allah will enter you into paradise while Allah has not yet made evident those of you who fought in His cause and made evident of that past? So always bear in mind the price of Jannah. Bear in mind that Jannah is expensive. It is an expensive commodity. And I'll have to suppress my nafs and my desire. I'll have to mend the ties of kinship in order to enter paradise. Number two, wasting a reward higher than fasting, prayer, and almsgiving. Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Shall I not inform you of something more excellent in degree than fasting, than prayer, than almsgiving, giving sadaqah?" The Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in replied, "Yes, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "It is putting things right between people. It is putting things right between people. Why? Spoiling them is the shaver, a destructive thing." And this is mentioned in Sunan Abi Dawood. This is the reward of mending relationship between people. How greater would the reward be if mending relationship between families? When the Nabi of Allah said, "Shall I not inform you of something greater than fasting, prayer, and giving alms and sadaqah?" This is something to reflect. We spend millions of rands, alhamdulillah, in path of Allah. Perhaps there is somebody in our family that is battling. We go for Hajj, we go for Umrah. We do all these things. But shatama hadha wa qadhafa hadha. We our relationship, our interpersonal skills with people, especially with our families. Number three, maintaining ties is a proof of true belief and iman and faith. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "He who believes in Allah in the last day, let him maintain relations with kins." He who believes in Allah and the last day, let him maintain relationship with family. So when we work on maintaining our relationship, we are in fact practicing true faith in Allah, because we are favoring Allah. We are favoring Allah, our personal conflicts. We are favoring Allah Rabbul Alameen over our personal conflicts. Number four, that is eye-opening really. Maintaining ties expands your provision and extends your age. We both like that. We all want to live long. And we all want to have the fulus and the noodles. Everybody loves that. Good life, healthy life with a lot of bucks. So here's one easy way. Not only is maintaining the relationship beneficial spiritually, but there are actually physical and tangible rewards for it as well. Anas radiallahu anhu, who was the khas khadim of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, "Anyone who is pleased that his sustenance is expanded and his age is extended should be kind to his relatives." Mentioned in Sunan Abu Dawood. So this actually leads to a lot healthier and more productive life, as well as more sustenance and rosy from Allah Rabbul Alameen. Number five, cutting ties could mean cutting relationships with Allah. Aisha, our beloved mother, radiyallahu anha, reported the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the bond relationship is suspending from the throne of Allah Rabbul Alameen. And mention is made that he who keeps good relations with me, Silatul Rahim mentions that he who keeps good relations with me, Allah will keep a connection with him. But whoever severs relations with me, Allah will sever and break connections with him. In Bukhari and Muslim. This is not a light matter, friends. And yet, relationship is hanging on the throne of Allah.
It is saying, oh Allah, keep connection with that person who keeps connection with family ties. And break with that person who breaks off family, relatives and ties. This on its own and itself is quite alarming. And it should make us reconsider what we do and its consequences. Number six. Charity on family members earns you more reward. All have this desire to compete in giving charity, which is alhamdulillah, excellent. We all have this desire. But we forget that giving charity to family members is more rewarding than giving charity elsewhere. It was narrated from Salman bin Amir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, giving charity to a poor person is charity. And giving charity to a relative is too. Charity and upholding the ties of kinship. And that's why I mentioned, look within your own circles. See who is battling in the family. Anonymously send them something. Number seven. Avoiding major sins and their consequences. It was narrated from Abu Bakr that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is no sin that is more deserving that Allah hastens His punishment in this world in addition to what is stored in the year after than injustice and severing the ties of kinship. Hey, my Allah. If ever there was a punishment that was hastened in this dunya, it was for injustice and it was for breaking the ties of. Understand, friends. Persevering despite conflicts is the path of the Nabis and the Prophets. Allah showed us in the Quran. Subhanallah. Allah showed us in the Quran and in the examples of the Anbiya the perfect path to follow. We see in Surah Yusuf how Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam was unjustly treated by his very own brothers. His own brothers conspired against him. His own brothers wanted to kill him and ended up throwing him in a well and lied about his disappearance. What's really gracious and inspiring, wallah friends, His retaliation towards his brothers is something which is gracious and inspiring. He faced those trials with patience, complaining to Allah, not complaining to friends and social media. He didn't complain to his friends and he didn't complain on social media. He didn't retaliate with actions or words. He only elevated his status in this world and in the year after. And Allah brought him his right back. And Allah elevated him above all his brothers. And elevated his status not only in the year after, but in this world as well. And after saying everything he went through and he experienced, what a beautiful words he said. When his brothers asked him, Hal anta Yusuf? Hal anta Yusuf? Are you Yusuf? Said yes. Ana Yusuf wa hadha akhi. I am Yusuf alayhi salam and this is my brother. And then what he said, he mentioned something amazing. Hey, what a point he mentioned. Innahu man yattaqi wa yasbir. Two qualities. Innahu man yattaqi wa yasbir. Those who are Allah conscious and those who persevere the conflicts of family relationship. This is the ultimate reward in this dunya and the different reward in the hereafter. This is what we need to do. We need to fear Allah for the sin of breaking ties and be patient in persevering in upholding the unity, the peace and the goodness. Today any small thing, I'll show him. I'll fix him up. Who are you going to fix up? Eh? Who are you going to fix up? Any small thing, It is not for our benefit. It is in our benefit to rise above our egos, our anger, our jealousy and other reasons that break our ties, because we are simply not worth it in the grand scheme of events on the day of Qiyamah when we meet Allah Rabbul Alameen. When we meet Allah Rabbul Alameen, friends, wallah, it is only Allah's mercy that is going to see us through. I speak for myself. So for my anger and my jealousy and my ego, how am I going to stand in front of Allah? And I make statements like, I'll do this and I'll do that to him. That is why everything about the Nabi of Yusuf alayhi salam went through, he forgave his brothers, even though he had the greatest opportunities to take revenge. Even though my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the greatest opportunity to take revenge. What did he say? He said, today I'm going to tell you what my brother Yusuf said. La tathriba alaykum al-yawm. Today there is no revenge. There is no tit for tat. Remove this egos from your heart. Remove this jealousy and this pride and this envy from your heart. And don't think you're better than the next. Wallah, Allah is the judge. Allah is the judge. This is our part and the part of the prophets. And lastly, friends, having a supporter from Allah by your side. This is the result of upholding the right conduct despite challenges. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I have relatives with whom I try to have close relationship, but they sever this relationship. A person came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, oh Nabi of Allah, I have this family people, you know. Perhaps this question comes to mind in your mind also. That I have this family people. I try to keep relationship with them. But they sever and they don't want to keep relationship with me. I treat them well, but they treat me ill. I am sweet to them, but they are harsh towards me. Upon this, my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that if it is so as you say, then you in fact throw hot ashes upon their faces, and they would always remain with you on behalf of Allah Rabbul Alameen. They will always remain with you on behalf of Allah Rabbul Alameen, an angel to support you, who would keep you dominant over them as long as you adhere to the path of righteousness. What is better? What is having an angel and a great supporter from Allah by your side aiding you? What is better? You got Allah and an angel by your side who is aiding you, or retaliation and revenge is better? Or you want to play a tit for tat situation? My respected elders and friends, my time is up. But in conclusion, I want to leave you with two advices. We have spoken so much about this over the past 2 weeks. You know, friends, I mentioned in my introduction that perhaps we have time as a family to sit in the holiday. Let us build a family unit. And let us see in which direction we're going. Are we going on the path of righteousness towards Allah? Let us start some ta'aleem at home, some importance of dhikr, ta'aleem, those type of things at home. Speak about our deen, about Islam, about akhlaq, alayhi wasallam, and create a mahol of deen at home in this holiday period. And my respected friends, you know, life is short. Life is short. Man's life is like the sun. Sunrise represents his birth. Up to Zawwal indicates his youth and the peak of his power. After Zawwal, to when the sun begins changing color, is his middle and old age. Finally, sunset represents his death. That is the journey of our life. That is the journey of our life. So every morning when the sun rises, think of the saying of mine. And say in the short interim period of mine, that from sunrise to sunset, is it worth it for me to carry this baggage in my heart? Is it worth it for me to carry this grudge and this ego and enmity and dirt in my heart? So many people are hanging on the thinnest of threads. So many people are hanging on the, wallah, my friends, if I have to tell you, there are people sitting here with secrets you don't want to know about. There are so many people that are hanging on the thinnest of threads. My advice, beat people with kindness, because you could be that last thread. You could be that last thread that person is hanging on. You could, that you show to that person, and that smile and that forgiveness and that love and that muhabbat you show to somebody, you could be that kindness of that last thread that person is holding. May Allah give me and all of us an understanding. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh. Inshallah, on Wednesday night, after the Maghrib Salah, an important program will be taking place at our masjid, inshallah, by Mawlana Ilyas Sahib, Hafizahullah. Mawlana is the brother of our late Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib. Nawwarallahu markadahu, Allah fali his qabr wat noor. Allah grant him the highest stages in Jannah. And Mawlana is doing sterling work in Durban, KwaZulu-Natal, especially with the youth. And we know that is that time of the year when our youth are on break. So Mawlana will be parting important advices, general advices, after Maghrib Salah, inshallah, on Wednesday. He's also a senior ustad in Talimuddin in KwaZulu-Natal. Inshallah, on Wednesday after the Maghrib Salah, inshallah, he will be imparting important advices. Humble request for the brothers to benefit. And as always, on a Friday, we request brothers, inshallah, to donate generously to the masjid and to the madrasa. Wa ma'alina. الحمد لله الذي لم يزل ولا يزال حيا قيوما عالما قديرا مدبرا سميعا بصيرا ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وأكبره تكبيرا ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أرسل إلى الناس كافة بشيرا ونذيرا صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فيا أيها الناس إن لكم معالم فانتهوا إلى معالمكم وإن لكم نهاية تنفيتكم فإن العبد المؤمن بين مخافتين بين أجل قد مضى لا يدري ما الله قاضٍ به فليتزود العبد من نفسه لنفسه ومن حياته لموته ومن شبابه لكبره ومن دنياه لآخرته فوالذي نفس بيده ما بعد الموت من مستعتب ولا بعد الدنيا دار إلا الجنة أو النار أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمدٍ عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والآن قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقطاهم علي رضي الله عنه وبقية الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم مطرنا بفضل الله ورحمته اللهم اغفر المؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Let us ensure ourselves are safe, shoulder to shoulder. There's many gaps that are left at the back. Brothers kindly requested to proceed in front, inshallah, and try to fill in the gaps, staying as close as possible. There's a big gap that is left at the back. Let's try to stand as close as possible, inshallah. Still a lot of space in between.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
And then show ourselves our stage, shoulder to shoulder. Allah. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من
يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارك مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت ماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك انت كما اثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الامي وعلى اله وسلم تسليما. ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم انا نسالك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم انا نسالك العفو والعافيه. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم ارحمهم كما ربينا صغرا. اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم رب اجعلنا مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.